Wingstop's doing what they do best, taking flavor to the next level. So when chicken sandwiches only came in spicy and plain, Wingstop said, nah, make it 12 flavors. Lemon pepper chicken sandwich, OG hot, mango habanero. You get the picture? Every famous Wingstop flavor, now on the new Wingstop chicken sandwich. Try all 12 and find your favorite at Wingstop, where flavor gets its wings. Huh.
Welcome to the Todd Starn Show, sponsored by Legacy Precious Metals. There's never been a better time to invest in precious metals. Visit LegacyPMInvestments.com. That's LegacyPMInvestments.com.
Live from the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's America's conservative blowtorch.
That's us, that's right, I love this American ride.
Todd Starnes.
Oh, yeah.
Well, this is really no way to start the show. Geez, Aloo. Grace Baker, turn your microphone on.
I don't know what's wrong.
So our beloved Avery Bryson,
yeah,
who is... The folks at Liberty University are turning his mushy mind, they're molding that mushy mind into brilliant brains.
Aww,
and
our
so,
little Peter Parker.
Our little guy here, yes, Earl Avery. And so I was, they're getting ready to do a project at Liberty University. He's a film major,
yes,
at Liberty. And they were wanting to, they're doing a Star Wars themed film. And they were trying to get the university president to participate. So they were trying to get in touch with the university president. That was last night. I have inadvertently butt-dialed poor Avery 5 times this morning. I don't
poor
know how
Avery.
This keeps happening. But the poor, and then he calls me back and I don't answer because I butt-dialed and I didn't. You know, I don't have time to talk to
tag.
Him. It's not good. It's
but
not good.
Tag.
So this happens. This happens. Grace Baker, we have some breaking news. And I want to share, you know, we're expecting President Biden at any moment now,
yes,
to announce his Supreme Court pick. And we know yesterday that the Biden administration is not going to pick the most qualified person for the job. Let me caveat that. The person could be, but that's not the motivating factor here, Grace. They are judging that their candidate is a person based on race and skin color. That's it. Now, I have a question for you, Grace.
Okay.
So when I hired you to be the executive producer of the Todd Starnes radio program, one of the top conservative talk radio programs, noon to 3 Eastern, border to border, coast to coast, across the fruited plain.
This is true.
When I hired you, did I ask you if you were a woman?
No, you did not ask my pronouns.
Did I ask you if you were of the Caucasian persuasion?
Nope.
No, I did not. And why is that? What did I do, Grace, when I was looking? You sent me something called a...
resume.
And I... Yes, there you go. I read the resume. And I realized, holy cow, I don't know who this person is. This could be a guy named Grace. I didn't know.
That would be Grayson.
Well, I kind of...
Nickname, you know, Grace, you know.
I kind of knew you were a gal,
yeah,
because we had met in person.
Sure.
But the point is that I selected you based on your abilities.
Yes, thank goodness, because I would be pretty offended if you picked me because I was a girl.
Well, of course.
Because, and, you know, work too dang hard for all that.
And it's sort of kind of, did I ask you, you know, if you are male or female, if you identify as LGBTQIA or straight?
No, and now that you say that, I'm kind of offended. No, I'm kidding. No, you didn't ask me.
No, I didn't ask any of that. And why did I not ask you if you were LGBTQI or A?
Because it doesn't matter.
There's a bigger reason, Grace. No, it doesn't matter. It's against the law.
That too.
You can't go out there and hire some. I'm sorry, I can't hire you because you're white.
Yep.
No, you can't do that. That's illegal.
Discrimination.
So why is it that Joe Biden is allowed to do that, Grace Baker?
Because, Todd, it's all about the way it looks.
It isn't. You know, this is true. And it really is.
Theater.
It's all, Grace, it is all theater. As I try to find the commentary I was going to share with you. that I have somehow sent to the trash folder on my smartphone. I'm having a rough day. I dropped my phone and it cracked the windshield.
Eesh, that's the worst.
And it's terrible now because now you can't find anything. So here you have Joe Biden, and he's out there and he's announced that he's not going to pick the best person for the job. He's going to pick the person who is a black and a female. That's it.
That's the only requirements.
Now, here's where I'm going with this. What if the best possible candidate for the job, Gracemaker, is an Asian American man? I mean, what if that's the best choice for the job?
Exactly.
What if the best person for the job is, I don't know, a Native American Indian woman?
Well, I guess they're out of luck.
Or I know we're not allowed to, what do they call them? We're not allowed to call them Eskimos anymore. Igloo people? I don't know. No, that's where they live. What do we call them? I don't
now
know.
Now I'm not even sure, Todd.
Midget? No. Whoa, what if it's a midget? What if the best person for the job is a midget person?
Todd?
Little person. My apologies.
I'm not even going to say the joke that just came into my head. They're out of luck.
I went to, by the way, I was at Kroger the other day. And I was trying to, they've rearranged, I told you they rearranged. This has been an ongoing
saga.
Yeah,
I've noticed that. Maybe you need to come to my Kroger because they don't do that to you.
So, I go up to the front counter. I'm like, where are the little pickles? Because you can't call them midget gherkins. You know, they're called midget gherkins.
That's
the name
of
the pickle. But you can't call them that anymore. You got to call them little pickles. So anyway, back to, what if the best person for the job is a midget Eskimo? Just think of, I'm sorry, little person Eskimo. What if that is the best person for the job? It doesn't matter. You know, and look, by the way, Grace, and I don't mean to trigger people. So if you're driving right now, if you're in Atlanta, Georgia, and you're on what is that big, if you're on like I-75, just pull off to the side because I don't want to trigger you. But what if, God forbid, the best person for the Supreme Court job is a straight white guy? Oh,
no
the
way.
Horrors.
No way.
Shocking. What if that's possible?
They're not even going to be considered.
This is what happens, ladies and gentlemen, when you play the race identity card. This is what happens when you decide that you're going to pick somebody not based on their ability, not based on their academic credentials, not based on their knowledge of the law. You're going to pick somebody because of their skin color, because of their race. And when you do that, you don't get the best person. But when you do that, and that's an affirmative action hire, that's all that is. I know Geraldo, who used to go by the name Jerry, but Geraldo was on Fox News last night. And he was boasting that this is as if this was some sort of a great thing for America. But you want to know what happens when you hire people based on race and you base it on sex and you don't base it on ability? You get Kamala Harris. That's what you get. That's what you get. So all I can say is that, and I was writing about this on Getter, you know, don't be surprised if you, and think about this, Grace. There is one way that Biden could nominate a straight white guy. But the straight white guy would have to self-identify as a black lesbian?
This is too confusing.
I mean, you could do that. Rachel Dolezal did it, right? You know, she was the head of the NAACP. Right? So anyway.
So messed up.
All of it. As I said in my morning commentary, you know, again, when you play racial identity politics, instead of the best person for the job, you get a black transgender dude who self-identifies as a Latino woman who's pronouns are chalupa, gordita, and churro.
Oh, Todd.
I'm just saying, Grace. So, folks, President Biden is going to – they're having a press conference today. They're hauling out poor Justice Breyer. And, man, is he madder than a wet horn. He is furious, because he was going to retire, but he was going to do it on his own time. But the problem is the progressives in the Democrat Party are shoving him out the door.
Please leave.
So they
please.
Jumped the gun. And if I had been Breyer, I would have said, you know what? I'm not leaving. I'm staying and I'm going to retire the day the Republicans take charge and Kevin McCarthy becomes Speaker of the House. That's when I'm going to retire. Man. That's what I would have done.
Yeah.
Stick it to them. I mean, they tried to shove poor Ruth Bader Ginsburg. If I'd have been RBG, I would have had a taste tester in those final years. That's what I would have done. 844-747-8868. Are you surprised the Democrats are playing the race card here, folks? And this is going to get ugly. It's going to get ugly. 844-747-8868. That's our toll-free telephone number. We've got a great show for you, by the way. We told you the story yesterday about this poor guy in Massachusetts. He's waiting for a heart transplant, and he got taken off the list. He was taken off the list because he refuses to get vaccinated. That guy is he's expected at the bottom of the hour. He will be on the program, so we're going to be talking with him. We're going to be digging into this story about Disney World. Have you heard about this story? This is not the biggest story in the nation right now, but it sort of kind of ought to should be. So if you have not heard the news, Disney World has announced that they are giving Minnie Mouse a makeover. And if you are a big Disney fan, you know she wears the iconic red polka dot dress. Is she married to Mickey Mouse, Grace? What is the relationship between the mice?
I'm not totally sure.
Are they just...
if it's Facebook official or not.
Platonic?
Is it open? I don't know. I've always kind of wondered about Daffy
Is there
Duck.
Like some interspecies stuff going on? Ugh. I don't know. But anyway, Minnie Mouse getting a makeover. They're getting ready. She wears the dress. She's very ladylike for a mouse, right? She's Minnie Mouse. She's got the little bow in between the ears, the whole nine yards.
By the way, according to Google, they are married.
Oh, is that right?
Yes.
Oh.
I don't see any wedding rings, though.
Well, she's about to wear the pants in the family because he wears shorts.
Oh, no.
So it turns out that Minnie Mouse is getting a makeover. They are replacing her dress with a gender-neutral pantsuit, which, honest to goodness, looks like something that Mao Zedong would wear. It looks very Chinese-ish. I don't know what that's all about. But clearly, Minnie Mouse is getting fashion advice from Hillary Rodham Clinton, Mrs. Bill Clinton. It's going to be one of those shows, Grace.
It is. I got to keep
you in check.
I mean,
it's going to be a weird show today. So anyway, so they're saying this is all about progress. They want to put Minnie in a pair of pants, a pair of britches, so that, you know, she will be like, you know, I'm a woman.
Was that your woman voice?
Yes. Well, that's my feminist woman voice.
Oh, I see.
Hello, my name is Sally. The whole point here is they are taking these beautiful feminine cartoon characters and they're turning them into, burly masculine dudes in pantsuits. So anyway, just a few days ago, Grace, we had the story about the M&Ms, right? Where they were,
forget.
They're turning the M&Ms into like little androgynous people, getting rid of the stiletto heels, and now they're wearing Birkenstocks. I'm not making this up. I'm from my vantage point, my perch, as I observe the culture, this is a big story. Because, again, these are attacks on our culture, and they add up over time. And so, apparently, Disney says this is all about progress. And I guess the National Month for Womanhood or whatever.
Yeah, National Women's History Month.
Oh, whatever. Anyway, it's one of those things. And so they want to paint Minnie as a symbol of progress for a new generation of gals.
I will say I find dresses more comfortable.
It seems to me, yes, especially like in Florida where it's hot and, you know, it's a humid. And you want to wear dresses, I guess, if you're a woman. So anyway, don't be surprised if, you know, you're down at Disney World and you're wandering around with the kids and you see some sort of non-binary green M&M making out with, you know, a mouse in a pantsuit. Just don't be surprised. I feel bad for Disney, Walt Disney. They have taken that company, and it's a family, it's family-friendly entertainment. Nobody cares about. Why does Disney World have to be woke? Why does Disney World have to be about politics? Why it's, and the reason why is they want to conquer our beloved institutions and turn everything woke. They want to take all the fun out of everything. Seriously, this is what they do. And they're very successful at it. So anyway, I'm just glad Disney is not alive to see what they have done to his world. Cruella DeWoke, ladies and gentlemen. All right, we're going to take a break. We're going to open up the phone lines. Got a problem with many wearing pants? 844-747-8868. That's 844-747-8868. Again, a great show for you. Hogan Gidley coming up from Newsmax. And, of course, a little bit later on, we're going to be talking with the guy who was denied a heart transplant because he was not vaccinated. This is the Todd Stern Show.
From the front lines of the culture war, it's Todd Starnes.
There's no doubt the nation is facing a financial crisis because of the Biden administration's economic policies. Hi, this is Todd Starnes, and no doubt our economy is in trouble, and you need to take steps to protect yourself. Now, if all your money is tied up in stocks, bonds, and traditional markets, you are vulnerable. Gold is one of the best ways to protect your retirement. No matter what happens, you own your gold. It's real, physical. It's always been valuable since the dawn of time. Legacy Precious Metals is the company I trust for investing in gold, and they can help you roll your retirement account into a gold-backed IRA where you still own the physical gold. They can also ship the gold and precious metals safely and securely to your house. Did you know $1 million worth of gold can actually fit inside a shoebox? Call Legacy at 866-528-1903 or visit them online at legacypminvestments.com. That's legacypminvestments.com.
All right, folks, welcome back to the Todd Starnes Radio Show. Good to have you with us. 844-747-8868. That is our toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. By the way, the gals over on The View, very upset, and we're going to be working on some audio. We'll be efforting that audio sometime during the program this afternoon. You are going to want to hear this. The View is, they're saying that the reason why there needs to be a black person on the Supreme Court is because Clarence Thomas really isn't a black man.
You know, it's, you could make the case that somebody like Amy Coney Barrett was put in there because she's a white woman,
yeah,
who they say, well, she'll go against abortion rights, and she's a woman. So that was deliberate, I think. Clarence Thomas, a black guy, a black man, a justice, okay, I'll give it to him. He's a smart guy. But he is to the right of Attila the Hun, this guy. And they put him in there thinking, oh, a black man will go against voting rights, which is what he does.
And it was
You can't make this up, folks. You cannot make this up. And let me just throw this out there. Bill Clinton had an opportunity to put a black person on the Supreme Court, did not do it. Barack Hussein Obama had an opportunity to put a black person on the Supreme Court, did not do it. I mean, Sonia Sotomayor is a Puerto Rican, but he did not. He had an opportunity. He had two picks. He could have, but he didn't. The only person to put a black individual on the Supreme Court was, in fact, George H.W. Bush, a white guy, a Republican, by the way. All right. And by the way, a great pick for the court. Let's go to the phone. Steve, Central Arkansas. Hey, Steve, what's up?
Hey, Todd. Help me wrap my mind around this. Isn't the Supreme Court fixing to hear a case on affirmative action, basic college admissions? And yet you've got a president standing up there, which tells me if they're going to hear the case, they themselves are undecided whether affirmative action is legal or not. But you got a president standing up there saying he's going to use affirmative action to put a justice on the Supreme Court.
That's exactly right. Yes. Thank you, Steve. You have pointed out the sheer hypocrisy and lunacy of all of this.
It's crazy.
Well, again, it goes to the heart. The heart of the question is this. Let's say you're having brain surgery. Do you want a person who was hired strictly because of their abilities or because of the color of their skin?
No.
And it's very clear to me, Steve. I want the smartest person in the room. That's who I want operating on my brain. All right, Steve, got to run. The computer's going to cut us off here. 844-747-8868. That's 844-747-8868. By the way, Justice Breyer makes it official, now sending his resignation letter to President Biden, or at least he's retiring. He hasn't resigned just yet. We'll be right back, folks. I'm a little particular when it comes to bath towels. Hi, this is Todd Stearns, and I want to tell you about my good buddy, Mike Lindell, over at MyPillow. Not only do they make great pillows, they also make incredible towels. Mike found the best towel company right here in the USA, and they have proprietary technology to create towels that feel soft, but actually work. Again, all made with USA cotton, and they come with the MyPillow 60-day money-back guarantee. Here's what you're going to get. A six-piece towel set, normally $109, but now only $39.99. All you need to do is go to MyPillow.com/Starnes. That's MyPillow.com/Starnes, and you are going to get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including those awesome towels. Enter the promo code STARNES or call 800-839-8506 for this incredible radio special. That's MyPillow.com/Starnes. All right, folks, welcome back to the Todd Stearns Radio Show. Good to have you with us. Again, the breaking news, Justice Breyer has officially sent his retirement letter to the president. We're expecting the president to hold some sort of a briefing with the with Justice Breyer. We will dip into that whenever that happens. But right now, as promised, I want to go to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. Yesterday, we told you the story of DJ Ferguson, young man, young father, another child. I think he has two kids, another on the way. A good, hardworking, decent guy. He is awaiting a heart transplant, and he has been taken off the list because he is not vaccinated. I want to go to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. We are honored to have with us the parents of DJ, Tracy and Dave Ferguson. Guys, thank you so much for taking time out and spending some a few moments with us.
Thank you for having us.
Tracy, I want to start with you. If you could just explain, you know, what's wrong with your son? Why does he need a heart transplant?
DJ suffers from AFib, which is atrial fibrillation. It's a fast heart rate, an irregular heart rate, that puts him at risk for blood clots, stroke, and heart failure. Subsequently, in the last couple of months, his condition has deteriorated. Cardiac-wise, he is in heart failure. His heart failure has progressed to a life-threatening status in which he needs a heart transplant.
And so Dave, your son's in the hospital, and I want you to explain what happened. So he's waiting. He's on the transplant list. Tell us about the day you guys found out he was no longer on that list.
Well, I could probably answer that because I was with him. So they were, I was on the phone with him. I want to correct that. I was on the phone with him, and the doctor came in and said that all of his pre-testing that they require of the body which they put him through vigorous testing to make sure that he was a qualified candidate to be a recipient of a heart. They had completed, and he had been approved and put on the transplant list. The doctor at that time, told him that until he was vaccinated with the COVID vaccine, that he would be now listed as inactive and could not receive a heart.
Tracy, when you heard those words, what went through your mind?
I couldn't believe what I could not believe what I was hearing. And, you know, DJ's an informed patient. He actually did research on the COVID vaccine, and just having AFib, he had concerns, you know, not having, being in heart failure, but just having AFib with the reported side effects of myocarditis, pericarditis, and blood clot. You know, he did not want, just because of those side effects. Now, in his compromised cardiac state, where he has an enlarged heart, a dilated heart, he required emergency surgery to remove a life-threatening blood clot in his leg, and now introduced these reported side effects of COVID vaccine. He was said, why would you put me at risk further in my compromised situation? So DJ pro-advocated for himself and said, please provide me proof that this vaccine will not cause me additional harm or death, and I will take the shot.
And were they able to do that, Tracy?
The doctor said they could not provide that information.
So let me jump in here, because Dave, you know how the mainstream media does this. They don't tell the full story. So the reality is that your son made an informed decision. He asked the hospital, can you guarantee this? They said they could not. So he made an informed decision not to get the vaccine. And they're not telling that part of the story in the national media.
Nope, not at all.
I'm curious, Dave, how are you doing? How is the family doing here, and how is DJ?
DJ is in recovery right now. He went and had the next, you know, the only procedure that they were able to do or want to do, which was put in the mechanical abdomen. So he had open heart surgery 2 days ago, and that was 8 hours under gas.
Mm.
And he's recovering. But, I mean, my God, he's in a world of hurt. And he's coming out of it. He's actually, he's doing okay with that, you know? What's that done to the family? What's it done to me and his mother and Heather and all of us? This whole issue is tearing us apart on multiple levels, you know? It really is. It's the topic of vaccine or not vaccine is extremely divisive in our society right now. And it's just wrong. It's wrong that we've gotten to this level. When, what did DJ do to deserve this? He just wants to live. He just wants to have, you know.
Tracy, I know that you guys have set up a GoFundMe page. Give us information about that, and we want to share that information with our audience. I know people are going to want to be able to contribute to help you guys out here in this difficult time.
Yes, we did set up a fund because DJ and his family are looking at lifestyle changes, and the inability to work and provide is
pretty serious,
and so we're thankful for all the support and the generosity already been people that have already been giving.
And what is that address? What is where can they go if they want to contribute, Tracy?
Well, there are two addresses. So initially, when it was not as significant a health issue, the GoFundMe page was put up in December, and a couple of weeks ago when the situation got more serious, we also started a
Give, Send, Go
site on a Christian level. But, yeah, so it's DJ's Heart for the Ferguson Relief.
Well, here's what we're going to do. Tracy, before, you know, after you and I hang up, we'll make sure we get all that information. I understand from Grace we already have the links, direct links, on our website. So, folks, you can go to our live show blog, and you'll be able to get that information. And we'll do that.
Thank you for that. I'm so grateful.
And Tracy, Dave, we've got a bad phone connection with you, but Tracy, you're a lot clearer. So I want to wrap up our conversation with this. How is your son doing? I know this has to be a terribly difficult time, but and what are the plans? Are you going to try to get him to another hospital? Are there other options available?
Yes. So the great news is DJ is awake. He is communicating with us via text. You know, there's extreme pain and difficulty talking, so he is able to text to us. He is hoping that change will happen. He wants to continue to fight that, you know, this is not right that an American is being denied medical treatment. And he's hoping to gain strength, recover from this open heart surgery and mechanical pump, and enough strength for him to seek a hospital that will treat him for his condition.
And Tracy, I have to imagine that you have a message for other parents out there and other families. We know of two ladies in Colorado that were denied kidney transplants because they too refused the vaccine. What is it that you want the country to know? What is the message from the Ferguson family?
Well, the message is we live in America, you know, and it's supposed to be America, the best country in the world. And why are one of ours being denied medical treatment for life over policy? Policy is trumping medical treatment on an American, a young American father. And how can we all sit back and allow this? Doctors are supposed to treat patients, and they are willing to, but are being prevented by policy.
It's a valid point, and it's a fair point, and one that has to be discussed. Well, Tracy and Dave, we're going to leave it there. And again, I want you to know that our audience all over America, there are people that are praying for you, and they're going to be standing alongside of you. And I suspect we have a very generous audience, and they're going to be donating to that to your page, which, folks, you can find on our website. God bless you both.
God bless you.
And thank you so much. We are so grateful.
All right. That's Tracy and Dave Ferguson, ladies and gentlemen. Their son was denied a heart transplant because he refused to get the vaccine after making an informed decision and after being told by the hospital that they could not guarantee that he would be safe if he got the vaccine. All right. Now, Grace, I understand the press conference is underway. Justice Breyer now speaking. Let's dip into some of that and listen live as Justice Breyer announces his retirement.
Human rights, democracy, and so forth. But I'll tell you what Lincoln thought, what Washington thought, and what people today still think. It's an experiment. It's an experiment. That's what they said. And Joanna paid each of our grandchildren a certain amount of money to memorize the Gettysburg Address. And the reason that what we want them to pick up there, and what I want those students to pick up, if I can remember the first two lines, is that four score and 7 years ago, our fathers brought up, created upon this here a new country, was dedicated to liberty and the proposition that all men are created equal. Conceived in liberty, those are his words, and dedicated to the proposition that all men are created equal. He meant women, too. And
okay, we're going to pull out of that. What the heck was that all about? Is that was that Breyer or Biden? Jeez-a-loo. What's going on up there? You got Dianne Feinstein. You know, they're all old. And nothing against old folks. We're all getting old. But I mean, there you go. All right. We're going to take a break and regroup here. Interesting to note that his retirement letter, it's actually dated today. Didn't they announce yesterday that he... So there are shenanigans here, folks. This guy clearly was being forced out. That's what that's all about. And if I was Stephen Breyer, I would have stayed put. I would have said, I'm here till I drop dead. That's what I would have done. All right, I got to take a break here, folks. 844-747-8868. Look, I know times are tough for a lot of folks, but I hope you take a moment and help this family out. They need every single penny they can get. And if you can imagine the horror of a family being told that their kid will not be getting a heart transplant because he's not getting the vaccine. That ought not happen in America, but this is what happens when you put Democrats in charge and they implement China virus death panels. All right, 844-747-8868. We'll be right back.
It's Radio Free America. Todd Starnes.
Our faith guides how we vote, the things we teach our kids, and so much more. But are we letting our faith make an impact in the most powerful resource we have, money? I mean, other than tithing, I never really thought about it until I learned about Timothy Plan, the pioneer of biblically responsible investing. Timothy Plan offers investment products that remove companies that act against biblical values or profit from human suffering. Through mutual funds and ETFs, Timothy Plan empowers investors to honor God with the money entrusted to them. So ask your financial advisor to use Timothy Plan or call Timothy Plan directly at 1-800-TIM-PLAN. Again, that's 1-800-846-7526 and discover what it means to be a biblically responsible investor.
Investing involves risk, including possible loss of principal. Before investing, carefully consider a fund's investment objective, risks, charges, and expenses contained in the prospectus available at timothyplan.com. Read carefully before investing. Mutual funds distributed by Timothy Partners LLC and ETFs distributed by Foresight Fund Services LLC. As a pay testimonial, there's no guarantee of future performance and each experience will differ.
Choosing someone to sit in the Supreme Court, I believe, is one of the most serious constitutional responsibilities a president has. Our process is going to be rigorous. I will select a nominee worthy of Justice Breyer's legacy of excellence and decency. While I've been studying candidates' backgrounds and writings, I've made no decision except one. The person I will nominate will be someone with extraordinary qualifications, character, experience, and integrity. And that person will be the first black woman ever nominated to the United States Supreme Court.
There you go, ladies and gentlemen, a black woman. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter if the most qualified person is an Eskimo or an Asian American woman or a member of the Circus Freak Show. It doesn't matter. He's going for a black woman. Nobody else needs to apply. That is against federal law, right? What the president of the United States just said is against the law. But I appreciate him at least being, I appreciate him being honest about it. As a matter, you know, and what gets me is what happens, not that this would happen, what happens if he does nominate a black woman who happens to be secretly pro-life? What happens then? Well, you know that's not going to happen. But again, the president of the United States announcing just a few moments ago that the person he nominates will, in fact, be a black woman, period. Now, this is important. Words are important. A few moments ago, we understand that the president also said that he would be speaking and seeking counsel from Kamala Harris, who he called a great lawyer. You say, well, Todd, what does that have to do with what Biden just said? Now, let's again, he said that he was going to be naming a what? What did he say he was going to be doing, Grace Baker? Who was he going to be nominating to the highest court in the land? What kind of a person?
Oh, a black woman.
A black woman. Not an African-American woman, but a black woman. Kamala Harris is not an African-American woman. She is a black woman. There you go. And I think Grace's microphone is still on. I think it popped back on. So there you go. So, folks, again, the question is, who will the nominee be? I am going with Kamala Harris. I think she's going to be the person. And a lot of other people are starting to join our bandwagon. We've been talking about this for months now because Biden's got to figure out a way to get her out of the vice president's office. And what better way? So we will see. The president says he's going to make his announcement sometime in February, and we will we'll keep you posted on that. 844-747-8868. That's 844-747-8868. You know, this is interesting. Kamala Harris, again, it's a 50-50 Senate. Kamala Harris, if she's the nominee, could end up being the tie-breaking vote. She could decide whether or not she gets the job. How about that? All right, Hogan Gidley coming up from Newsmax TV. We're going to be talking to him about the news that just broke and also about possible Supreme Court nominees other than Kamala Harris. Nikki Haley, by the way, the former U.S. ambassador, she says Biden and Harris need to resign. She didn't think that all the way through, because if that happens, guess who becomes president? Yeah, Nancy Pelosi, where every hour is happy hour. All right, got to take a break here, folks. Stick around. This is the Todd Starnes Radio Show from the Liberty University Studios.
Wingstop's doing what they do best, taking flavor to the next level. So when chicken sandwiches only came in spicy and plain, Wingstop said, nah, make it 12 flavors. Lemon pepper chicken sandwich, OG hot, mango habanero. You get the picture? Every famous Wingstop flavor, now on the new Wingstop chicken sandwich. Try all 12 and find your favorite at Wingstop, where flavor gets its wings. Huh.
Live from the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's Common Sense Conservative Commentary from Todd Starnes.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
And hello, America. Welcome to hour two of the big show. This host brought to you by a straight white guy. Hello. I guess that makes me unqualified for the Supreme Court. Good to have you with us. Yeah, sorry. I have to take that off the bucket list. Wow, a lot going on. President Biden, Justice Stephen Breyer, just having a – it's really not a press conference. They came out and made an announcement that Breyer is officially retiring, and Biden will be making his pick sometime in February. So there is and we've got a lot of audio we're going to play from the press briefing in just a few moments. 844-747-8868 is our toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. Our website, by the way, is toddstarnes.com, and we've got a lot of great content for you on our website. Our newsletter comes out every single afternoon right after the show, and now is a great time for you to hop on there and sign up for that. Will not cost you a single penny. And, of course, you can also sign up for our free app so you can listen to this radio program wherever you are in America. And you can do that by going to toddstarnes.com and clicking on the live show blog. All right. So here's the deal. Biden says that he is only going to nominate a black woman. Cut 15.
Choosing someone to sit in the Supreme Court, I believe, is one of the most serious constitutional responsibility a president has. Our process is going to be rigorous. I will select a nominee worthy of Justice Breyer's legacy of excellence and decency. While I've been studying candidates' backgrounds and writings, I've made no decision except one. The person I will nominate will be someone with extraordinary qualifications, character, experience, and integrity. And that person will be the first black woman ever nominated to the United States Supreme Court.
So all of you Asian Americans out there, sorry, you're out of luck. S-O-L, as they say. You're out of luck. Sorry. All of you Native Americans, good luck next time. By the way, all of you Eskimos, Carl, let's just say you got Carl the Eskimo, who graduated from Anchorage Community College and was the best lawyer in all of the state of Alaska. Even Carl the Eskimo would not be welcome on the Supreme Court. Biden wants the Democrats have made it very clear. If you are not black, if you are not a woman, if you're not a black woman, then you're not welcome in the Democrat Party. It doesn't matter. Now, it very well could be that the most qualified individual is a black woman. But that's not what they're going for. They don't care about credentials. They care about skin color and race, which quite frankly is discriminatory and racist. So anyway, Biden says that he's going to be consulting with his vice president, Kamala Harris, about all of this. Cut number 19.
I'll also consult with leading scholars and lawyers. And I'm fortunate to have advising me in this selection process, Vice President Kamala Harris. She's an exceptional lawyer, former attorney general of the state of California, former member of the Senate Judiciary Committee.
Now, this is interesting. Because as we have said on this radio program for months now, and it was great to see the folks over at Fox News finally address this particular theory, that Kamala Harris would be the best choice for him to make. She's not an African-American. She is, I believe her father comes from Jamaica, so she identifies as a black woman. So that's why it's very interesting that he says a black woman, and he does not say an African-American woman. But, man, does he love Kamala Harris.
Kamala, I love you. You always have my back. You're really amazing. You're the best partner I could imagine.
I love you. I love you. You make me feel warm and fuzzy inside.
By the way, a lot of people had questions. Obviously, you would. I mean, this you're getting ready to make your pick for the Supreme Court, and the press was there, gathered, assembled, ready to pounce, and, well, here's what happened.
I'm not going to take any questions. With the justice here. He's still sitting on the bench, and I'm going to give you your mask back. But you'll have plenty of opportunities to get me later today and for the rest of the week, next week, too. So thank you very much.
All right. Thank you, Mr. President. Go eat some porridge. So anyway, the issue here is not necessarily, it's not just a black woman, but there's going to be a certain kind of black woman. So they're not going to put a pro-life black woman up on the Supreme Court. And it's as if this is some sort of historic moment when it is not. History was made with George H.W. Bush. History was made by putting the first woman on the Supreme Court by Ronald Reagan, yet another Republican president. So anyway, the squawking magpies over on The View were weighing in on this. Cut 14.
Considering the uneven kind of court we have right now, it's so important that this is happening in a time where we can get another liberal. And of course, the representation more than anything, you pointed out, first black woman, there's only been two black men in it. That those numbers are a little shocking.
And one doesn't really represent the black community.
No.
You see, and again, this is where the left goes off the rails, because they really do want black Americans chained to their political plantation. They want an entire demographic reliant upon the federal government for everything. And yet the Republicans are the party that want to free Americans. They want to free us from the chains of government. And that's why George H.W. Bush, when he was looking for the best pick for the Supreme Court, went with Clarence Thomas. Let's listen in part two of The View.
You know, it's you could make the case that somebody like Amy Coney Barrett was put in there because she's a white woman who they say, well, she'll go against abortion rights, and she's a woman. So that was deliberate, I think. Clarence Thomas, a black guy, a black man, a justice, okay, I'll give it to him. He's a smart guy. But he is to the right of Attila the Hun, this guy, and they put him in there thinking, oh, a black man will go against voting rights, and which is what he does.
And it was- you see, this is the thinking of the Democrats. It's monolithic. What is the president? Remember what President Biden said, if you don't vote for me, black person, if you don't vote for me, you're not black. If you don't believe in abortion, you're not black. I mean, they just go down the list. It's a checklist. But I contend, and I believe this is true in Memphis, Tennessee, where we have a majority black population, from a culture perspective, it is a very conservative city. Most blacks in Memphis, Tennessee, they go to church. They believe in traditional marriage. They want to fight crime. They want to live in safe neighborhoods just like everybody else. These are values that we all share, but the Democrats, they don't buy into that. And if you don't, and black person, if you don't buy into everything the Democrat Party is selling you, then you're really not black. They do the same thing with Dr. Ben Carson. Now, just think about this. One of the most brilliant minds in the entire world, one of the top neurosurgeons, one of the top brain surgeons in all the world, and they want you to believe, the mainstream media and the Democrats want you to believe, that one of the most brilliant black men in the entire world is some sort of a bumbling, stumbling idiot. The press coverage of Dr. Ben Carson is one of the most racist things I have ever seen in my life. And nobody wants to talk about that. Here you have a man who grew up in poverty. He rose up and became one of the most brilliant brain surgeons in all of the world. And because he is a soft-spoken, thoughtful man, they treat him as if he is like some sort of he has some sort of a mental defect. That is racist, ladies and gentlemen. And shame on the media and shame on the Democrats for perpetrating this notion. The same thing with Clarence Thomas. Unbelievable. All right, let's go to the phones here. 844-747-8868. Chris in North Carolina, listening to us on WHKP. Hey, Chris, what's on your mind?
Well, I don't know. Maybe I'm old-fashioned, but I always understood that, say, years ago when people used to put ads in the paper, now it's all online, but you cannot say that you are going to hire a man. The job is for a man, or the job is for a woman. You cannot discriminate. You advertise the job, you say what the qualifications need to be, and anybody can apply. He's showing discrimination by saying he's going to hire a black woman. That isn't right. You hire the most qualified person with the best background, the best training. I don't know. It's got me upset.
Chris, no, you should be upset, Chris, because again, Biden, he's saying the quiet part out loud here. Normally, they do this all the time. They just, the Democrats are great about this. But here's my question, and somebody needs to address this from the left. Barack Hussein Obama, a black man, had the opportunity two times, Chris, two times to put a black woman on the Supreme Court. He took a pass both times. Nobody asked Obama why he did that.
Oh, okay. I just said why.
Yeah, nobody wants to talk about that. What about Bill Clinton? So you've got all these Democrat presidents. They've had the opportunity. They've had the chance, but they've taken a pass every single time.
And Barack Obama was black, so you'd think he would be the one that would more be inclined to hire a black person.
Well, yes. Well, his mother was of the Caucasian persuasion, so there is that. So maybe that side is racist. I don't know. But Chris, it's appalling. And again, it exposes a significant difference between conservatives and the left. Conservatives are truly open-minded people. We just want the best person for the job. Doesn't matter what skin color they are. Doesn't matter if they're male or female.
That's right.
There you
I
go.
I agree totally. Right. And congratulations on your eye surgery. I'm so glad everything turned out good.
Chris, you're very kind to say that, and thank you. And it's nice to see the world. I was a little concerned, folks, because it's the right eye, you know, and you don't want your right eye to, you know, wander. You know, I don't want to be a leftist or something. Hey, 844-747-8868. That is our toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868.
About to back up and bring it. It's Todd Starnes.
Who are you? I'm you, from the future. What do you want? I want to tell you about Dave. Dave has your future money. Spend it on whatever you need. With extra cash from Dave, you can get up to $500 instantly with no interest and no credit check. Download the Dave app from the App Store right now. That's D-A-V-E. Sign up for an extra cash account and get up to $500 instantly. For terms and conditions, go to dave.com/legal. Instant transfer fees apply. Banking provided by Evolve. Member FDIC.
Oh, I like this bumper music, Kyle. Todd Starnes Show. Get a little funky. You know what my DJ name was back in college, Grace Baker? It was the Hot Toddy.
What? Really? Like, yeah. Hottie Toddy?
Yeah, yeah, the Hot Toddy. Kind of clever, right?
You were a DJ?
Well, for the college radio station.
Oh.
So.
What kind of music did you play?
This was 80s.
Okay.
And so was, yes, but this was sort of like alternative 80s. This was college. It was like the Dead Kennedys, the Smiths. So it was pretty alternative.
I was going to say,
it's
I don't
college.
Know.
It was college.
Yeah, I got
it.
Gotcha.
Was college. What are you going to do? All right, welcome back to the Todd Starnes Radio Show. Good to have you with us today. Grace, I don't know why I'm stuck on Carl the Eskimo, but this is our made-up character.
I don't know either.
But I just think about it. I mean, you feel bad for the guy. I mean, Carl, all he was
like
going to have
South Park.
He was going to have a life going out and
Carl.
You know,
from South Park, Carl.
Has to bundle up and go out there with that saw and cut a hole in the ice and go fishing. Are you all right there, Grace?
No, I'm just thinking of YouTube skits I've seen with Carl. I just like the name.
So, poor Carl the Eskimo. And he wants a better life. He doesn't want to be sitting on a bucket, you know,
Carl,
with a string into the water. That's enough, Grace. And here you go. I mean, he's going to college. He's getting an education. He's a good lawyer. He's kind of like that the guy in, what's the guy's name in Breaking Bad, the attorney in Breaking Bad. He's a good, decent guy.
You're talking about Sal?
Sal the attorney. Sal the Eskimo. So you've got these two great Eskimo attorneys, and they are not qualified for the Supreme Court because of the color of their skin. I mean, is that not right, ladies and gentlemen? This is where we are in America. Hey, so Nikki Haley has come out. She's very upset with Joe Biden and Kamala Harris, and she says both of them need to resign. Now, I appreciate the sentiment here. I really do. But the ambassador needs to think through that plan. Because if, in fact, Biden and Harris resign, Nancy Pelosi would become president of the United States. And I'm not sure we could afford her ice cream bill.
She'd fit right in with Carl the Eskimo then.
Stop.
I bet he eats a lot of ice cream.
Stop. Now,
I'd rather have Carl as our president.
Now, I'm sorry, but is that discriminatory because we just assumed Eskimos eat ice cream?
Well, that's true. I mean, why would you eat ice cream if you lived in the Arctic?
By the way, I've been told that Eskimo, we're not allowed to use that term anymore, Eskimo.
Really?
I do not know why.
Huh.
But we're not allowed to use it. A great video on our website, folks, out of Miami, Florida. I love this story. A high-end liquor store kept getting robbed, and of course they would call the police, but the robbers were already gone, and it just happens all the time. So anyway, we've got this great video of the store owner, and this bad guy comes in, is getting ready to steal the liquor, and the store owner comes out with what looks to be like a baseball bat and just smacks the guy, just whips the living daylights out of the guy, beats him like a yard dog. right? And it's all captured on tape. But you got to watch this. You got to watch the audio because the anchor, the news reporter, gives a play-by-play, and he said, "You got to listen. It's just amazing video." And you can actually hear the reporter saying he kept hitting him with the stick. Whap, whap, whap. Now, the police were upset, and they said you can't take matters into your own hands. But the store owner said, hey, look, you guys never show up. You never know if you we've got a business here. We got to take care of our inventory. It's a great story. He got beat bad. That's the name of the headline there. ToddStearns.com. Folks, got to take a break. We'll be right back.
Into Ram Power Days and experience the raw power of the Ram 3500. With available best-in-class torque and towing among 350 3500 pickups when properly equipped. Strap yourself in for one powerful ride in the Ram TRX with the most horsepower of any gas pickup ever built. Or the Ram 1500, awarded number one in driver appeal among light-duty pickups by J.D. Power 3 years in a row. Hurry into Ram Power Days going on now. For J.D. Power 2022 U.S. award information, visit jdpower.com/awards.
I'm talking about in just a few moments because the video speaks for itself. Basically here, you have a small business owner that says crime is out of control on Miami Beach and he's had enough.
So take a look at this video from Gulf Liquors on Miami Beach. The guy in the red shirt is the owner of the store and he says he is fed up with crime on the beach and people stealing expensive bottles of booze. Watch here. That's a stick in his hand. Bam, bam, bam. You can hear the contact.
When you come and steal, there's consequences. We work hard for our things. My dad maintains all of us.
The owner's son says cops were called out to the scene. He says his family work hard for a living.
He got beat bad, you know. He was trying to play slick, and he disrespected us.
So you saw the video, and we spoke with Miami Beach Police. They say it is never a good idea to take the law into your own hands.
No, well, what else are they supposed to do? You feel bad for these business owners. And many of these folks are from, you know, immigrant families. They are first generation. And, you know, they're trying to live the American dream. And you got a bunch of thugs that show up and they try to steal you blind. You call the police get there, but what can they do? You think they're going to be able to recover the stolen merch? No. Because they're drinking it. I want to go back, though. So these are the actual whacks. I don't know what kind of a surveillance camera they got, but it's a great surveillance. It picks up all the audio. Let's go back and listen again.
This is just wild video, and you'll see what I'm talking about in just a few moments because the video speaks for itself. Basically here, you have a small business owner that says crime is out of control on Miami Beach, and he's had enough.
So take a look at this video from Gulf Liquors on Miami Beach. The guy in the red shirt is the owner of the store, and he says he is fed up with crime on the beach and people stealing expensive bottles of booze. Watch here. That's a stick in his hand. Bam, bam, bam. You can hear the contact.
When you come and steal, there's consequences. We work hard for our things. My dad maintains all of us.
The owner's son says cops were called out to the scene. He says his family work hard for a living.
He got beat bad, you know. He was trying to play slick. And he disrespected us.
So you saw the video, and we spoke with Miami Beach Police. They say it is never a good idea to take the law into your own hands.
Yeah, but it sure is fun, isn't it? Good for you, liquor store owner. Good for you. Jeez, Lou. All right, 844-747-8868. If more business owners did that, I can assure you there would be far less crime in America. At least when it comes to shoplifting. That's why I say, you know what? Arm your security guards. You don't have to, I mean, if you find tasers, all right, you don't need bullets, but look, if all it takes, folks, is for the word to spread. hey, if you go down to the TJ Maxx and you try to steal something, they're going to tase your butt. That gets around. You know, the criminals aren't stupid. Well, at least most of them. All right. This item in from ToddStearns.com. The former conservative pundit known as Bill Kristol. Remember that guy? He was like the creme de la creme of conservatives. He was the founder of the Weekly Standard. He was on Fox News all the time. And now he is a never Trumper. He is banished from conservative circles, and his magazine went out of business. So anyway, Bill Kristol is still trying to be somewhat relevant out there, and he decided to opine on how he thinks the Supreme Court nomination is going to go down. So he thinks that, and let me preface this by saying, I don't know how much meth the guy's been doing. I don't know. But just take that in consideration here. So Bill Kristol says that he believes that Kamala Harris is going to be the nominee. But then this is where he gets a little squirrely. He seems to think that there's going to be a process here. In June, Roe v. Wade, he predicts, will be overturned. And at that point, that's going to mobilize progressives and Democrats to go after Republicans in the midterm elections. So he believes that Biden is going to pick none other than Mitt Romney to replace Kamala Harris. Now, that is interesting. Kristol seems to think that a Biden-Romney ticket would be a national unity government. And then that would set up some sort of a massive victory for Democrats in the midterm elections. I suppose, look, it's possible that Biden would go for a Romney, and it's possible that Romney would accept that offer, but I don't necessarily think that's going to happen. First of all, even if they did, I think that would guarantee a massive, massive Republican victory, and it is going to be a massive victory no matter what. But I think that would mobilize the Republicans. What say you, ladies and gentlemen? 844-747-8868. That's our toll-free telephone number. 844-747-8868. In the last hour, we had the parents of the heart transplant guy taken off the list because he's not vaccinated. And they told us an interesting component of the story that had not been made public, that he had actually done his research. He had investigated these vaccines, and he was very concerned by what he saw, especially with regard to the heart-related problems that the vaccines were causing. I know a little something about that because I got the first dose of the Moderna vaccine, ended up in the hospital with heart problems. So they say their son did all of this homework, and he asked his doctors there at Brigham and Women's Hospital in Boston, which, by the way, is the teaching hospital of Harvard University. And he asked the doctors, hey, look, here's the data I'm looking at. Can you guarantee me that if I get this vaccine, I'm not going to develop a heart problem? And if you listen to that compelling interview, and we're going to have it on the podcast, if you listen to that interview, you would have heard the mom say that the doctors told her son they could not guarantee that he would not suffer some sort of a heart related issue. And here's a guy with a bad heart. He's waiting for the heart transplant. So he refused. He said, you know what? I'm going to take a pass on this, guys. I'm going to take my chances. And then they said, well, you know, we got some bad news for you. We're taking you off the list. So all of that to say, we have a story up on our website. The Defense Medical Epidemiology Organization, this is part of the DOD, the Pentagon, they have come up with a study, and it's a pretty fascinating report. Senator Ron Johnson is involved in this from Wisconsin, and the report shows a massive spike in what they're calling adverse events over last year. We're talking about health-related events. So for whatever reason, according to this data, military doctors are now saying that they have data showing dramatic increases in medical issues over the past year. And we're going to go through these medical issues. Myocarditis, Bell's palsy, cancer diagnoses. And here's one you're not hearing much about involving women, female infertility. Reading from the ToddStarnes.com story, the bombshell information from the Defense Medical Epidemiology Database came to light during a five-hour panel discussion titled COVID-19 Second Opinion, hosted by Senator Ron Johnson of Wisconsin. Quote, our soldiers are being experimented on, injured, and sometimes possibly killed. Ohio attorney Thomas Renz said during the gathering. And he goes on to say that three military doctors, and they named the doctors Samuel Sigoloff, Peter Chambers, and Teresa Long, have revealed the sudden rises in side effects from vaccines in 2021. So all of these people have gotten the vaccine, and here's what happened. There has been a 300% increase in miscarriages compared to the five-year average in the military. Myocardial infarction, 269% increase. Bell's palsy, 291% increase. Congenital malformations for children of military personnel, 156% increase. Female infertility, 471% increase. Pulmonary embolisms, 467% increase. And it goes on and on and on. One of the doctors writing in this panel, it is my professional opinion that the major increases of the above discussed instances of miscarriages, cancers, and disease were due to COVID-19 vaccination. Now, it's only a matter of time before all of this information is wiped off social media because they don't want you to know about all of this. They don't want you to have this information. Now, the attorneys are saying, well, if the shots are safe and effective, as claimed by the Biden administration, the Pentagon should have no issue explaining the source of the spike in medical issues. So Dr. Fauci, the patron saint of Wuhan, will tell you, well, this is all just coincidental. We know this perfectly healthy woman who she's already had three children. Now she got the vaccine and she's somehow not able to conceive children. That's just a coincidence. All of these young athletes, these young, strapping, healthy athletes who are out there on the playing field, and they're dropping to the ground and having heart attacks and heart palpitations, even after they've had the vaccine. That is just a coincidence. That's what they want us to believe, ladies and gentlemen. My concern, and these concerns were raised even more when they told us that all of the actual information and data will be locked away for 75 years, so we really won't have any inclination of what really happened over the past couple of years. But my concern is that maybe, just maybe, some of the people, like the Bill Gates of the world, the population control Nazis of the world, are using this vaccine to make sure that women don't have children, to make sure that perfectly healthy, grown adult males are somehow no longer to be physically active. There's something going on here, folks. It's a disturbing study. We've got it up on our website, and I would encourage you to look at it. And we have the audio, so you can. It's their words, not ours. These are medical doctors in the military saying, "Hey, look, there's a problem here." And I'm curious if you are seeing these kinds of things in your communities, where you have seen an uptick in the number of females who cannot conceive, of people who are coming down with, with heart issues, perfectly healthy young adult and young teenagers who are suffering from heart issues now. 844-747-8868. That is our toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. You know, our good friend Mike Lindell is all over the place. And Mike has some wonderful, great products and deals just for our audience and listeners of the Todd Stearns radio program. As a matter of fact, you are about to get the lowest price in the history of MyPillow for their classic standard pillow. Normally nearly $70, now only $19.98 with my promo code. They also have queen-size pillows, king-size pillows, all heavily discounted. And it's not just the pillows. Over 150 products, everything from the sleepwear to the slippers to even brand new beds. All you need to do is go to our special page at MyPillow.com/Starnes. That's MyPillow.com/Starnes. Use the promo code Starnes, or you can give them a call, 800-544-8939. And that promo code, by the way, works also on MyStore.com and FrankSpeech.com. This is the Todd Stearns Radio Show.
Triggering microaggressions from coast to coast. It's Todd Stearns.
Wingstop's doing what they do best, taking flavor to the next level. So when chicken sandwiches only came in spicy and plain, Wingstop said, nah, make it 12 flavors. Lemon pepper chicken sandwich, OG hot, mango habanero. You get the picture? Every famous Wingstop flavor, now on the new Wingstop chicken sandwich. Try all 12 and find your favorite at Wingstop, where flavor gets its wings. Huh.
So the National Portrait Gallery, they're getting ready to add a brand new portrait. This is over at the Smithsonian. They're going to add a portrait of the patron saint of Wuhan, Dr. Anthony Fauci. This is from The Blaze. No, I'm not making this up. The Portrait of a Nation Gala will celebrate seven remarkable individuals for their transformational impact on the nation's history, development, and culture. This is according to a press release from the Smithsonian. We are proud to introduce a 2022 portrait of a nation honorees who embody creativity, individuality, excellence, and service to the people of our country. And among the people that are going to be honored are Jose Andreas. I believe he's a chef, if I'm not mistaken. Clive Davis, Serena and Venus Williams, oh, the tennis sisters, and Dr. Anthony Fauci. You know, are they going to put a little mustache on him? You know, kind of like the little, you know, the Hitler mustache. I don't know. The portraits of the honorees will be featured within the recent acquisitions exposition. So if you're in D.C., you can see it November 10th through October 22nd. Oh, this is of next year. So I wonder if we'll still be wearing face burkas by that point. By the way, Stephanie Ruhle, she's the MSDNC news anchorette, and she was interviewing the patron saint of Wuhan. And she had a moment. It was sort of like a Joe Biden, Kamala Harris moment. And she was basically flirting with the guy on national television. She said, "You make us smarter and safer and better every day. You make us smarter and safer and better every day." All right, calm down. Calm yourself, Stephanie. It's all right. So there you go. We'll keep you updated on that if you want to head over to the Smithsonian. I'm surprised someone hasn't done we can't go there. But have you been to the axe throwing places? Grace, we've got to take the team over to one of those. What are they? Is it like a pub and they had the axe throwing, or is it just a specific place where you throw axes?
I mean, it is a specific place where you throw axes, but typically there's a pub connected to it in some way. But I don't know if I want you near axes.
It just seems
like your aim wouldn't be very good.
Well, it seems to me that beer, copious amounts of alcohol, and axes would not be a good combo.
Well, now that your eye is fixed, I have a little more hope of you doing it, because beforehand, I wouldn't have let you anywhere near that.
That would
You'd
not
be
have
like,
been good.
Aiming for the target. Hits Grace.
That would not have been good.
No.
So we're really not. So are you allowed to put any kind of photos of people on the target that you're throwing the axe at?
I haven't asked that question, Todd. Who did you have in mind?
Well, I've got a couple of folks in mind.
Oh, man.
I don't want to name names or anything, but yeah, Media Matters will probably name them for me, and they'll probably get it right. All right, got to take a break here, folks. 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Stearns Radio Show. We'll be right back, folks.
At the Home Depot, we have the tools for you to give the gift of a smarter home with savings on top brands, like the Google Hub, a command center for your smart devices that raises the IQ of your entire home, or the Nest Learning Thermostat that helps you conserve energy and save on your bill. And if you don't know what to get, gift cards are a smart gift no matter what they get. So this year, gift smarter with savings on tools to make your holiday magic. The Home Depot, how doers get more done.
Live from the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's America's favorite gun-toting, Bible-clinging, deplorable American.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
Todd Stearns.
Oh, yeah.
And welcome, everybody. Hour three of the big show. Good to have you with us today, broadcasting from the Liberty University studio of the Todd Stearns radio program. And a lot going on this hour of the show. Hogan Gidley from Newsmax TV will be here in just a little while. Now, we've been focused on the big Supreme Court goings-on, but there are a couple of other big stories that we need to touch base on, one of them being what's happening with Russia and Ukraine. And there's been a lot of debate, a lot of scuttlebutt between even conservatives about whether or not we should be involved in whatever's happening between Ukraine and Russia. I want to go to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. We are honored to have Clint Ehrlich on with us. He's an American attorney who is a visiting researcher inside Russia's foreign ministry at the Moscow State Institute of International Relations. He was on Tucker Carlson's show just the other night. Clint, we are so glad to have you with us today.
My pleasure to be here. Thank you.
So Clint, Tucker seems to be raising the alarm bells and sounding the alarm bells when it comes to what's happening over there and concerns that Americans should be involved in this conflict. What say you?
I say that this is an area where we have no vital strategic national interest. And so when I see the president mobilizing thousands of soldiers to deploy to an area that isn't in America's vital national interest, then I feel like it's incumbent on me and others to speak out and say that this is a war that America doesn't need.
Now, does that make you pro-Russian? Because that is the argument out there, that if you don't want American troops involved, that means you're in Putin's back pocket.
You know, I think that what it makes me is a realist, and the Russians are realists too. We don't have to like them, but we can certainly talk with them and try to understand their position. And they have their security interests; we have our security interests. And what I would like is a situation where things are stable and where the lives of our soldiers aren't at risk.
And look, it seems as the Ukrainians don't seem all that terribly concerned, at least, you know, their public statements. They're telling Americans they're safer in Kiev than they are Los Angeles, which I tend to believe, actually. They're calling up thousands and thousands of civilian volunteers, which they should do. I think it's great when a country's own citizens support and will fight for their freedom and not rely on us. So I'm wondering why Biden seems more anxious to go to war than the Ukrainians do.
Well, the president of Croatia, actually a NATO ally, spoke out about this yesterday, and he said that he viewed the crisis in Ukraine as something that was a product of American politics and a product of President Biden's erratic, inconsistent, and dangerous behavior. And so when you have the president of one of our NATO allies pointing out that this situation is connected to American politics, that's really a problem for us, and that really reflects poorly on the administration.
I mean, you've studied this, Clint, and I'm curious, what do you think's going on here? What do you think Putin is doing, massing the troops on the border? Do you think there's going to be an invasion, or is there something else going on?
Well, the Russians are playing their cards very close to the vest, and so it's hard to know exactly what they're going to do. What we do know is that ever since 2008, they've said that putting Ukraine into NATO was a red line. And so they've spelled it out for us basically as clearly as they could, and many in the United States didn't listen. And now we're at a point where they've drawn that red line, and they're making sounds about enforcing it. And so the question is really, is America willing to fight a proxy war in Europe over a state that isn't even a member of NATO and that was at the heart of the Soviet Union? And I simply don't believe that our interests extend that far.
Is this coming from Biden? Is he the guy that's calling the shots, or who's advising him on this?
You know, Biden actually has been a voice of restraint compared to many ex-members of the Obama administration who are really pounding the war drums. There was an op-ed recently from Obama's former Deputy Assistant Secretary of Defense who argued that we should attack the Russians even if they don't invade Ukraine. And so this actually goes back to a lot of the anti-Russian hawkishness in the Obama administration that is now part of the Democratic Party.
I was really struck by something you said about the blowback here. I mean, if in fact we do go and we do attack Russia forces in Ukraine, you're saying they could deploy forces in our hemisphere.
Yes, and they may do that even if we don't attack, just based on our unwillingness to come to a political agreement with them about the status of Ukraine and NATO. You know, Russia recently has stepped up its discussions on what they call military technical cooperation with Cuba and Venezuela, and what that is a euphemism for them deploying forces in our hemisphere in order to try to threaten us the same way that we say they're threatening them by their back door.
I mean, this is going, it's almost as if we're going all the way back to the Kennedy administration and those incredibly failed policies that almost sparked, you know, World War III with the Cuban missile crisis.
You know, it really is like a repeat of the Cuban Missile Crisis. And what's so terrifying is that time around during the Cold War, the public and our leaders were aware of the threat. It was a topic of major conversation. And today it seems like we're sleepwalking. It seems like people can't wrap their mind around the extent of the danger. And so that doesn't seem to hold back our foreign policy from engaging in really provocative behavior.
Clint, why do you think these former Obama folks are pushing Biden to attack Russia?
You know, I think that there's been a shift where those sort of neoconservative values were something that was in the Republican Party, but that as the GOP has really become America first, that those sentiments have shifted over to the Democrats. And I think that you'll see that going forward, that the left is becoming increasingly a war party and that Russia is really their focus.
When you again, you know, we're talking with Clint Ehrlich here about the situation between the Russians and Ukrainians, Clint, at face value, it makes no sense. Okay, Biden's going to send over, 8,500 troops, and we don't know what those, you know, if there's going to be NATO or U.S. or a combo platter. But regardless, you've got over 100,000 troops massed at the border on the Russian side. There's no way we're going to be able to fend off anything. So my question is, what's going on here? What is the strategy? What is the thinking of the Biden administration by doing something like that?
Well, the 8,500 that they're talking about is just the beginning. They've said they may increase that to up to 50,000. Obviously, that wouldn't be anywhere near enough to stop the Russians. The reality is, they aren't planning to use them in open combat. What they want to do is to wage a proxy war from the border. So the same way that there were troops that crossed over from Cambodia into Vietnam, that they're proposing that we would have soldiers who would be trained by U.S. forces and then cross the border into Ukraine. It's all basically a big gamble that we can conduct cross-border raids, attack the Russians, and not have them retaliate.
So let's play, yeah, and that's what I'm concerned about. So let's play all of this out. Let's say that we do engage Russian forces. Where does all of this go?
You know, it has us right on the brink of a conventional World War III, because it's entirely possible that the Russians would then use their own proxy forces to start attacking the NATO training camps. And so we had proxy wars during the Cold War, but they were in distant lands. And this would be a direct confrontation between NATO and Russia inside NATO territory. And so it would be incredibly escalatory.
And, of course, Poland and Ukraine share a border. And you know the Poles right now are paying very close attention to what's playing out here.
Yes, absolutely. That's one of multiple NATO states that's on the border. And that proximity of the conflict to both NATO and to Russia is what has me so concerned. And it's what makes it, frankly, a much more dangerous situation than some of the confrontations that we had between the superpowers during the Cold War.
All right. Fascinating stuff here. And we're paying very close attention. But, Clint, we share your concerns and fears as well. We're going to leave it there. We appreciate your great insight. Great job on Tucker the other night.
Thank you so much.
All right, that's Clint Ehrlich, ladies and gentlemen, an American attorney, very, very knowledgeable about Russian affairs, and was a visiting researcher at the Moscow State Institute of International Relations. And I'm slightly encouraged to hear him say that Biden is somewhat reluctant, but there are people behind the scenes, and he named them as ex-Obama officials, who are pushing Biden to attack the Russians. And if that happens, you are going to have a shooting war. I was not familiar. I had not heard that number, up to 55,000 troops. By that point, you're going to have a war. You're going to have a shooting war on your hands. And then all bets are off. And if the Russians do invade Ukraine, you know that Poland will be next. And that's when we have to engage, because Poland is an ally. All right, we're going to take a break here. 844-747-8868. That is our toll-free telephone number, 844-747-8868. By the way, and so while all of that is going on, the Navy is announcing they are beginning to discharge sailors who refuse to get vaccinated. Folks, we had two lawmakers on this program yesterday. One of them, a military veteran, who told us flat out that our military is not prepared to engage in a fight with the Russians. Military preparedness. We're not ready. And I suspect many of you who have ties to the military, you know this. You know that we are not ready at this point to take on the Russians or the Chinese. All right, now more than ever, folks, it is so important that we support companies that share our values. And we do that as much as we can on this radio program. That's why Patriot Mobile is sponsoring our Newsmaker line, America's only Christian conservative wireless carrier. They share our beliefs, and they're doing something about it by donating a portion of every dollar they get to organizations that fight for causes we care about. And I want to encourage you right now to check out PatriotMobile.com/Todd. That's PatriotMobile.com/Todd. And check out their incredible plans, a plan to fit any budget. And if you are a veteran or a first responder, man, they're going to hook you up with an even bigger discount. You can also give them a call, 972-PATRIOT. That's 972-PATRIOT. You're not going to India. You're not going to Pakistan. No, their call service center is based right here in the United States of America. So PatriotMobile.com/Todd, 972-PATRIOT. Use the promo code Todd.
You're listening to Todd Starnes.
Wingstop's doing what they do best, taking flavor to the next level. So when chicken sandwiches only came in spicy and plain, Wingstop said, nah, make it 12 flavors. Lemon pepper chicken sandwich, OG hot, mango habanero. You get the picture? Every famous Wingstop flavor, now on the new Wingstop Chicken Sandwich. Try all 12 and find your favorite at Wingstop, where flavor gets its wings. Huh.
Some really good news, and it just says a lot about you guys. We just have the kindest, most generous listeners in all of talk radio. Not to mention the best looking, the most attractive, and brilliant minds, but really good looking, but incredibly generous. So we in the first hour of the program, we had the parents of the young man who is denied a heart transplant, and they're trying to figure out what to do. They're trying to get him to another hospital. The guy can't work. He's had a tracheotomy, so he's not able to talk. Well, he had his parents on, and they have launched a GoFundMe page. And we've got the link on our website, our live show blog, toddstarns.com. Since that interview, the donations have increased, by $2,000? So you guys, in just a short amount of time, have already donated $2,000 to help this family out. Now, we want to double that. We really want to do our part to try and help this family. And it is an abomination. It is downright evil that a hospital would tell this young man that he cannot have a heart transplant unless he gets a vaccine. It's offensive. But this is where we are in America right now. So I want to encourage you, if you haven't made a donation, head on over to toddstarns.com, click on the link, and it'll take you to the donation page. And those of you who have already made a contribution, God bless you, and thank you so very much for lending a helping hand. That's what we do here. You know, we try to shine light on some of these big issues, these big stories. And that's what we do. 844-747-8868. That's 844-747-8868. Oh, Jen Psaki, she's at it at the White House podium. And she's pushing back because people are calling out the administration. Wait a second. Wait a second. You're telling us that he's going to pick a black woman. It doesn't matter if she's qualified or not. What about Carl the Eskimo? What about him, Jen? And so Psaki says, well, this is ludicrous. She says, I mean, that's suggesting that black women should not be a part of the most important court in our nation. Nobody's saying that, Jen. Nobody's saying that, little red lion hood. Nobody's saying that at all. We're just saying that everybody should be considered. Why are you limiting the talent pool to a specific demographic based on pigmentation and chromosomes? Anybody want to answer that one? I didn't think so. Anyway, we're monitoring the White House press briefing, and any words of wisdom we'll bring to you. But I wouldn't hold your breath on that. Where is the Super Bowl? Ah, yes, here we go. All right, I've got to read this story to you. This is from the Daily Wire. Hank Berrien is the author. The headlines, are you doing a Super Bowl party? Grace Baker, are you doing the Super Bowl party this go around?
I normally attend one, but I don't throw one. Never have.
You have like normally somebody gets like a Subway sandwich or, you know, one of those big 6 foot long.
Subway, yuck.
I'm not a big Subway guy myself.
Yuck.
But
I get the point.
Yeah, you get the sliders or the whatever.
Yeah, sliders, chips and dip.
Best Super Bowl party I went to, they had little mini bratwursts.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
were they in the crock pot?
Yeah, they were in the crock pot.
Those are the best.
Oh, and the cocktail weenies. Ooh,
the best.
Barbecue.
Mm-mm. Making me hungry.
Mm-mm. It's good stuff. Anyway, if you're going to the Super Bowl, you are going to have to, the Los Angeles County Public Health Director, who looks like a skinny version of Madea. Remember Tyler Perry's Madea? Big, sturdy. Well, anyway, it looks like a little teeny tiny version of Madea. She says that if you attend the Super Bowl, you are going to have to wear a face mask unless you are eating or drinking. How do you think that's going to go over? So it turns out that everybody attending is going to be given a a mask, and you have to wear the mask unless you're eating or drinking. Fans will be consistently reminded to wear their – can you imagine how horrible that experience is going to be? The NFL says they will also distribute free take-home test kits. Wow. That's exactly what I want to do. That's – folks, if you're going to – just – you know what? Don't worry about getting tickets. Stay home. Watch it. Get a big screen TV. You're probably going to be able to buy the best, biggest TV in the on the planet for as much as you're going to spend on the tickets to the Super Bowl anyway. Oh, by the way, the NFL says fans who are not fully vaccinated need to provide proof of a recent negative test to enter the Los Angeles Convention Center. Anyone not vaccinated that has tested positive for the China virus will still need proof of a negative test result to enter. Fans arriving to receive a booster dose will be able to enter with proof of their full vaccines. Now, are you kidding me? Stay home, folks. Watch it on TV. All right, got to take a break. This is the Todd Stearns Radio Show.
Grand Canyon University, a Christian university, is one of the largest and fastest-growing universities in the country, offering over 250 engaging programs online. GCU integrates the free market system and its welcoming Christian worldview perspective into its academic programs and throughout its online campus. GCU's online students received over $144 million in scholarships in 2021. Visit gcu.edu/myoffer to see the scholarships you qualify for. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University.
You know, if you look at what the president has committed to, nominating the first African-American woman, it's been over 230 years, as we know, since the Supreme Court came into being. A black woman has never served on it. And the president's view is that anyone who's saying that that's not possible or we can't find the most eminently qualified person, that's ludicrous. I mean, that's suggesting that a black woman should not be a part of the most important court in our nation, that there aren't black women who have distinguished themselves by rising to the top of the legal profession with the strongest credentials imaginable. There are. Many of you are reporting different lists of names of many potentially qualified candidates.
Thank you, white woman, Jen Psaki. Welcome back to the Todd Stearns Radio Program. You know, it's interesting. Our managing editor here at Stearns Media Group, Caleb Park, made this notation on Twitter just a moment ago, and it's a great observation. If a private employer made the exact same comments that Joe Biden did today about picking someone based on their race and gender, it would be illegal. Why is it okay for the president but not private citizens? Well, let's go to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line, and to help us figure out the answer to that question is Newsmax contributor and white guy, Hogan Gedley.
Hey, Todd, how's it going?
Well, you know, we're just trying to be transparent here, Hogan. You know, it's
I understand, but I like how you tease me by saying we're here to figure it out. Like, we can figure this mentality out. I don't think that's even possible, and I'd go one further than – I guess it was your producer, which was a brilliant tweet. And that is, you know, this is the same body, the Supreme Court, that just ruled schools cannot discriminate based on race. Now going to have someone selected to be part of their rank based solely on race by Joe Biden.
Which, by the way, Hogan, is the only reason Kamala Harris is the vice president, and that is not working out very well.
It is not working out very well, obviously. Very unpopular is Kamala Harris. But, look, I think this really does go to the core of what Democrats are all about, what they've been focusing on for so long, is, you know, race. And should we have diversity in places? Absolutely. Should the best person get the job? Who's the most qualified? Absolutely. But remember, Joe Biden didn't say he wanted the most qualified person who is an a woman of color to be vice president. He didn't want someone who was up to the task. He just said he wanted someone who was a woman of color. So it was a very odd way Joe Biden put it back during that search. It's an odd way he put it this time as well. But we all know this game. If we disagree with this pick's rulings, if we don't like her advocacy from the bench, if we don't like her writing laws from the bench, then we're all going to be called racist and we're all going to be called sexist. I mean, spoiler alert, that's coming. So get ready. But the fact is, Democrats do have the numbers here, and it looks like whoever Joe Biden picks will most likely be confirmed, barring some type of massive scandal in their past or some type of piece of information that all of a sudden the American people see and it becomes unpalatable to them as well. So, you know, we've got some time here to figure it out, but it looks like some of the names being floated around will, in fact, meet all the criteria Joe Biden wants to be met.
And one of them happens to be in the vice president's office right now. And I thought it was interesting, you know, the words were fairly nuanced, not an African-American woman, but a black woman. And Kamala Harris would fit that description. Her father, I believe, from Jamaica, I believe. So she could possibly fit that mold.
She could, and they weren't quick to dismiss it. I don't mean to get ahead of the game here, but I think it would solve a political problem that the left has and that the administration has, which is Kamala Harris is less popular than Joe Biden, and Joe Biden's, you know, about as popular as the plague. So, you know, they're both not doing well in poll numbers. If they could somehow put her on the bench and then backfill that with another person they feel is better, a political help for them, then, you know, quite frankly, they could possibly do it. I don't think that's going to happen. But, you know, if we're looking at common sense here and they're trying to get out of a political hole, don't put it past them to do it.
Well, I was I don't know if you saw Bill Kristol, the failed former conservative. His theory is that Kamala goes to the Supreme Court and that Joe Biden reaches out to Mitt Romney as a national unity ticket.
Yeah, there's a reason you put failed before Bill Kristol. Look, I've been on a lot of panels with that guy. He used to make a lot of sense. I enjoyed having conversations with him. Now he's just so far off the reservation. I don't see that being the case. Now, I wouldn't put it past Mitt Romney to do that either. But still, I can't imagine with the way the Democrat Party is going right now that there is any chance at all they would embrace someone even as down the road as old milquetoast Mitt Romney.
Well, and that's fair enough. So it was just, I'm like, wow, didn't see that one coming.
Again,
it shows you there's this crazy disconnect in Washington and with the rest of the country right now. And Hogan, we had an expert on Russian affairs on in the last segment, and he's really concerned. He says that, interestingly enough, his sources are telling him that Biden is not all that anxious to get into a shooting war with the Russians, but that it's former Obama aides that are the ones pushing all of this nonsense. And it really does make you wonder how destabilized things are going. And how do you think President Trump would have handled all of this?
Well, we got a peek into that. I mean, President Trump was pretty clear with, the Taliban as it related to a withdrawal from Afghanistan. He was pretty clear, with Vladimir Putin and with President Xi and others. His policy really did make us more feared and respected and, quite frankly, loved in the case of Israel, as opposed to previous administrations. And you knew what you were getting with Donald Trump, and that if there was a red line drawn, you crossed it, you would face the consequences. Remember, I've said this before, it's not just the American people or the media that watches a president of the United States speak. It's the world that pays attention. And when you have a foreign leader, at a venue or an event, with our president, you want our president to portray strength and reason and toughness and an America first attitude. Everybody in the room wants to do what's best for their own country. You want our president to do the same thing. And there was never any mistaking that with Donald Trump. But with Joe Biden, it really does send the world a message that is not a good one. I mean, you're seeing some of the things happen with North Korea firing off some more missiles and with China on the move, potentially in Taiwan, Russia testing as well. And, you know, again, I've mentioned this too, and that is it's not unique for presidents to be tested. What is unique is that Joe Biden's failed all the tests. I hope this is one he doesn't fail.
And on top of that, you have this other story out there with the Navy announcing they've already discharged 45 service members because they refused the China virus vaccine. So we're gearing up for a possible armed conflict, and we're getting rid of sailors.
Sure. And look, I'm predicting a complete reversal in that way, only because they did so with health workers, too, to some degree. Remember, you don't have the vaccine, you can't be a healthcare worker. So it got so bad that they started bringing healthcare workers back who actually still had COVID. So they were trying to prevent those who, by the way, were heroes when there was no vaccine. You know, there was no therapeutics, who were treating people in this country, putting their own lives at risk. And now those same people are considered persona non grata or being fired from the healthcare industry. The same thing applies to the military. These people put their lives on the line for us, and now Joe Biden won't stand behind them. He won't stand up and say, no, you know, these people are elite. These people are, you know, in good health. They should not have to have the same concerns that those with comorbidities and poor health have. But he doesn't do that. I mean, these mandates are really hurting the country. They're hurting, you know, young girls and young boys, and they're hurting all of us, businesses, and, you know, personal lives alike. So these things have to change, and I think it really is a problem, especially when you're talking about armed conflict. And if we're not prepared, there's going to be a problem, although I will say we are the best fighting force on the world, on the world stage. You know, those people are elite, to say the least. So, you know, I think we're going to be okay, but if Joe Biden keeps gutting the ranks, that's not going to be helpful.
Yeah, well said. Hogan, we got to leave it there. Got to run out for a break. Always enjoy seeing you on Newsmax TV.
Anytime. Thanks so much, Todd. Y'all have a great one.
All right. That's Hogan Gidley, Newsmax contributor, former member of the Trump administration on the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. All right. 844-747-8868. That is our toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. Here's a question. Should the Republicans and there? I have two. I'm sort of torn on this. Whoever the nominee is going to be, should the Republicans Kavanaugh Biden's nominee? In other words, should they treat Biden's nominee exactly the same way that Brett Kavanaugh was treated, or Robert Bork? For you old school folks out there, the old timers, we all remember what happened to Robert Bork. Or should not his nominee just be given a pass? What say you? 844-747-8868. That's 844-747-8868. I say round up the yearbooks and the TikTok accounts and the Instagrams. That's where I'm leaning to here, because little Red Lion Hood is already out there, and just a few moments ago at the White House press briefing, she's warning Republicans, no shenanigans. No shenanigans. So I'm curious, should we be nice guys, or should we give the Democrats a dose of their own medicine? And I don't think there's anything wrong with giving them a dose of their own medicine. Maybe I'm wrong here. I'm curious to hear from you. 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Stern Show.
It's the Todd Starnes Radio Show.
Wingstop's doing what they do best, taking flavor to the next level. So when chicken sandwiches only came in spicy and plain, Wingstop said, nah, make it 12 flavors. Lemon pepper chicken sandwich, OG hot, mango habanero. You get the picture? Every famous Wingstop flavor. Now on the new Wingstop chicken sandwich. Try all 12 and find your favorite at Wingstop, where flavor gets its wings. Huh.
It It's a look. I know. I'm getting some hate mail from the church crowd, Grace.
What'd you do?
No, it's
Are you on a more prayer list?
No, because I asked. More than a number, more than likely. So my question is, should the Republicans, Kavanaugh or Bork, Biden's nominee? I mean, basically, I think the Republicans should give the Democrats a dose of their own medicine. I mean, they've been doing it for decades.
I can see both sides of the argument.
And then you got Lindsey Graham. Well, I just think that we ought to give the Democrat Party's nominee a fair shot because, you know, that's what we want them to do for us. So I just think that's what we ought to do. It's the right thing to do. And but every time we do that, we get screwed, Grace Baker.
Yeah.
So I say, as the good book says, and this is the Southern Standard Version of the Bible, the King James Version, Southern Standard Version.
Gotcha.
Doeth unto others as they diddeth unto you. That's what I say.
I think you got a little mixed up. It's okay. I'm going to have to turn the other cheek, Todd.
So I got a church lady. A church lady sends me all these Bible verses about
past.
Yes, I'm serious. I'm showing.
You're in trouble.
You know I'm in trouble. You don't want the church ladies coming
after. No, you don't.
Because they got the cast iron skillet and the hardback family edition of the Bible.
Exactly.
Both pack a wallop.
With, you know, references and everything in there.
That's it. And the church lady sent me in multiple translations.
Dang.
Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they are doing.
Oh, jeez. Ouch.
And then they divided up her pantsuits by casting lots. I think that's the modern version.
I think that's the message version.
I think that's the Hillary version. I'm just saying.
Wow, Todd.
It is what it is.
Her shame.
So anyway, it is. Somebody just sent me a text message. Sacrilege, sacrilege. Well, as Lindsey Graham would say, can't we all just get along, y'all? Can't we?
It's pretty good, actually. Pretty good.
You know, old Lindsey. You know, he plays both sides of the fence, politically speaking, of course. Lindsey, I'm sorry, I don't know where that came from. I'm just saying that Lindsey Graham needs to pick. Somebody just called me a heretic.
Dang, Todd, you better just turn off the comments. It's getting you off track.
Good Lord. I got a bunch of Methodists after me.
Watch out.
Jeez, Alou. And they're very unpleasant folks sometimes. I'm just saying, I've been to their church business meetings a time or two. Anyway, so can we, there's a local story I have to share with you, Grace, because this impacts, you and I were on the roads quite a bit. You've got a brand new car.
Oh, yeah.
Do you want to tell, is it one of the ones you plug into the wall?
No, not that fancy.
It's a gas guzzler.
Yes.
Good.
Better than my last one,
so it's a conservative car, then.
Oh, I don't know about conservative.
So I just want to make sure you're not going woke, you know.
Oh, no.
I actually saw for the first time in Memphis a place where you could plug your car into like something.
Shelby Farms, right?
Oh, yeah, that's it. Yeah. They're real environmentally, frou-frou over there.
Can't imagine why being a park.
No. Anyway.
It's kind of their thing.
They didn't want to put a gas pump over there. I don't know what the problem is. So anyway, so there's a story in the Daily Memphian. This is a great story. Some enterprising journalism. People speed. We have the worst drivers in all of America.
Okay, but then recently I saw we were on the list of like best drivers. I was like, by what metrics? We were like at number 5 on the list.
What?
But I don't know what metrics they were using because I was looking and I was like, are we basing this off?
They're
of?
Smoking meth. That's what that is.
Drag racing.
These are people. So they set up. They set up these. Speed guns, you know, the radar guns.
Oh, yeah,
traps. On Interstate 240, mm-hmm. And they actually clocked 240 cars. Isn't that very clever? 240 mm-hmm. on 240. They were the highest speed, 117 miles an hour. And most everybody else was going 80 to 85. And what is the speed limit on I-240, Grace Baker? 55 miles an hour. Mm-hmm. I will answer that question. 55 miles an hour.
And, okay, and, you know, most people, okay, you go maybe 65.
So and there's this long road in front of this beautiful park called Shelby Farms here in Memphis, and it's called Walnut Grove Road, and it is a straight shot.
Oh yeah,
no stoplights. It is basically a drag racer's. You know,
it's like Mario Kart. Gotta watch out for the bananas.
And the speed limit there is like 55. I don't even think it's posted.
No, it's 45.
Is it 45?
Most of the way it's 45.
Oh, geez. Look,
there's like a stretch of 55.
Well, I drive 65 on that road. But anyway, I didn't realize that. Anyway, the average speed there is 80 to 85 miles an hour. And it's just basically, it's a four-lane road.
Jeez Louise.
It's nuts.
That's why I fear for my life.
But, yeah, you have to. Because here in Memphis, you're not allowed to honk your horn. If you do, you get shot.
I was just about to say that. I'm too scared to honk my horn.
Yeah.
Even if it's like, I mean, it has to be a pretty desperate situation for me to do it.
And in the past, I don't know how many weeks, Grace, the carjackings in Memphis, which is controlled by Mayor Jim Strickland, a Democrat, I've counted at least 13 infinities that have been black infinities that have been stolen.
So note taken, don't get an infinity.
No. Go buy a I don't know, a Ford Taurus. Maybe you if you spare your life, they'll give you the Taurus. I don't know. Hey, we gotta go, and be safe out there, America. Be safe.
Wingstop's doing what they do best, taking flavor to the next level. So when chicken sandwiches only came in spicy and plain, Wingstop said, nah, make it 12 flavors. Lemon pepper chicken sandwich, OG hot, mango habanero. You get the picture? Every famous Wingstop flavor, now on the new Wingstop chicken sandwich. Try all 12 and find your favorite at Wingstop, where flavor gets its wings.